It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. This weekend, while snow trapped people at airports in Washington and Baltimore, a couple thousand travelers got stuck on trains deep under the English Channel. Leaders in Britain and France are pushing Eurostar to figure out what went wrong in the Channel, as it's called. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Five trains heading from the continent to London broke down inside the 31-mile tunnel within a few hours of each other on Friday night. Some 2,000 passengers were stuck inside the tunnel for as long as 14 hours. Eurostar says it was all caused by snow getting into the ventilation panels and condensing, causing the train's electrical circuits to fail. A senior Eurostar executive has suggested the snow was too fluffy. What followed was perhaps worse, certainly a public relations meltdown for Eurostar, as 3 days of trains were cancelled and little information about alternatives was forthcoming to angry travellers on both sides of the channel. Mother of four Stephanie Budd was typical. She was on her way home with her four children from a trip to Euro Disney in Paris. The family's been stuck for 3 days in Brussels.
We just want to get home for Christmas. Obviously, we're now worried that that's not going to happen. That's all I can say. I just find it, quite appalling that they can't do something about it.
Eurostar Chief Executive Richard Brown came out today to apologise and pledge that some trains will be running tomorrow.
We're very, very sorry to all of those passengers who have been inconvenienced, but we expect to be providing about two-thirds of our normal service at least tomorrow, and that's 26,000 seats.
Eurostar announced it had commissioned an independent review into the problems, but that will be cold comfort for the 40,000 or so people affected on one of the coldest and busiest travel weeks of the year. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.